Hello again. This is get somebody important on the phone and put them on hold. I'm your star. It's Charlie Tuna back in the radio. I came up with a phrase last night after a couple of years of brainstorming. I think it's probably going to make me millions of dollars. It's so elementary, I'm surprised I hadn't discovered it before. Stick them up.
You came when I was happy in your sunshine. I grew to love you more each passing day.
Tuna here on the radio, the guy that once failed an Andy Warhol screen test because I was too freaky. Oh, and I found out something. Well, they always said if you can't say anything good, you know, I would never say anything good about the boss unless I could find something away, and is this good? It'll be a little later in the show. Oh, and somebody asked me also to say happy birthday to Donald Duck, who is now celebrating his 40th birthday. So, Donald, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Charlie Tuna, the guy who made a big career out of show business because his pants were so tight he could have a nickel in his pocket and tell whether his heads or tails. It's Tom Jones in the green, green grass of home. No longer there, though, since Joe Gibbons got to it. It was his breakfast course.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. And look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God, and there's a sad old padre. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again, I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
Tuna, it's Tom Jones in the green, green grass of home. There is also a sequel on that, AstroTurf, but we don't have time to play that one. We have a report here in front of me about for Hope for the World's Insomniacs. It's by an editor of United Press International. Gay Polly was rattling around her house one morning about 3 o'clock looking for something to read that might lull her to sleep when she came across a magazine that offered a myriad of solutions. The current issue of Modern Maturity says there are ways to retrain the too active mind. Sample, before going to bed, do a little exercise, some stretching at least, or get into a full warm tub, or take a cold foot bath, or pop into bed, or drink herb tea. Once horizontal, breathe deeply 3 or 4 times, holding the last breath as long as you can. Repeat several times, lying on your back, slowly and precisely concentrate on your feet, and say to yourself, my feet are heavy. My feet are, my foot's asleep. Think of each part of your body in the same way. You gradually put your whole body to sleep, from the legs, stomach, chest, arms, neck, and so on. Now, if you've thoroughly concentrated, you'll be asleep just like that. At least that's what it says in the magazine. They say if you're still resisting, mentally write the number 3 as slowly as you can, 3 times. You should be fast asleep seconds later. Or in the food intake recommendations, the magazine says calcium and vitamin D are nature's most readily available nightcaps. Pour a little glass of whole or skim milky poo. Add a teaspoon of honey. The calcium tranquilizes, and the honey helps the body retain fluids. thus keeping those little alerts from you during the night. It says that many herbs are used as nightcap teas. According to the author, peppermint tea is delicate and aromatic. They also have some other teas that they recommend. And if all else fails, she says, listen to Charlie Tuna. Well, okay. Now it's question and answer time about the Survivor Benefit Plan. Here's one. Can you choose which type of annuity you want? The answer is yes. If you have both a spouse and children, when you retire, both will be covered automatically. Or you may elect coverage for a spouse only or children only. If you have just a spouse or only children, coverage is automatic for either one. If you're unmarried with no dependent children, you can provide an annuity for anyone with an insurable interest. You have quite a wide range of options, as I do. So see your personnel officer for more information. I have Steve from Cindy's Lindy Parlor on a telephone, and Steve has some rather sad and tragic news for me. Right, Steve?
Yeah, I don't know how to break this to you.
What's happened?
Ben is... is dead.
Ben?
You yeah.
Mean happy days are here again, Ben? The phone number we all came to know and love and call every time we got depressed, and there'd be Ben there singing happy days are here again.
Yeah.
Skies above are clear, right?
Apparently he's gone.
He's gone?
Yeah, just a couple of weeks ago he was laughing and singing.
What? You mean he's not there at the end of the phone now anymore?
No. Uh-uh.
Have you tried recently and...
I have, and I've tried since last Sunday. At first, I thought maybe he just wasn't home.
And there's no answer.
No, now there's no answer.
Well, perhaps Ben picked up the paper for the first time in a couple of years and figured out there were no more happy days.
Billy Tuna. All that glitters is not gold, and all that folds is not green. Money, money, money. So much for the reason I'm here. Now for some more of that. Here's Paul McCartney. The 727 version. We'll get to the bigger 747 version a little later on. That's Jet. I had a follow-up on a note here from somebody who listened to the show the other day on that Le Project du Garbage, where you were digging through garbage bags as Phoenix, Arizona students and finding out. They said, what you find in garbage is a result of what people actually did, not what they think they did or what they want an interviewer to think they did. And you find out exactly where people are at just from sifting through their garbage. Well, apparently, that has become so commonplace in Washington that they're burglar-proofing a lot of garbage cans now. All right, you can't get into garbage cans anymore, people. Which means, I guess, as far as finding out where a person's really at, the answer will be blowing in the wind. When you separate from the service, are you going to back to work for them? Forget he was going to do you a favor? Why not get an interesting job on your own? Oh, you don't have a high school diploma. Well, better see your education advisor quick. He'll put you to GED, which leads to getting a diploma while still in the military. Then, even if you end up working for Uncle Harry, you may be doing him the favor. I have been a little disturbed about this information from Steve and Cindy's Lindy Parlor that Ben is no longer. I was kind of just passed it off, but then I started to think about it. Ben has been around as long as I can remember. Ben. And I'll try and get a hold of the operator here. Maybe she can give me some information as to how to follow up and find out what has happened to Ben.
Can I help you?
Operator. This is Charlie Tuna. I don't know who to even talk to or what number maybe you can refer me to, but I have just been informed, and I checked it out a minute ago, there has been a recording that has been around for a couple of years here in Los Angeles by the name of Ben. And every time he'd call this recording, he'd sing Happy Days Are Here Again, The Sky's Above Are Clear Again. And it was really sort of an antidepressant for anybody who was down in the dumps for the morning. You'd call this number, and you'd get this little happy recording. But we just noticed since about the past week or so, it's been gone. And we wanted to know what happened to Ben.
Can connect you with my supervisor.
Ah, good. Happy days.
This is the supervisor. May I help you?
This is Charlie Tenney. And I'm trying to find out what's happened to Ben. It was a recording here in Los Angeles that, as far as I know, 7 years I've lived in the city, could always call it and hear Ben on the other end singing Happy Days Are Here Again. The skies above are clear again. And it was sort of an antidepressant. And we've tried now, and the phone just rings and rings. There's no answer anymore. Do you know how to track that down?
No, sir. I'm sorry. We don't have that information here at all.
Who would I talk to at the phone company? There's got to be somebody with
that. Dial the old operator and have her dial the number for you, sir, but that would be all you could do.
There's no way?
No, sir.
Well, doesn't the phone company keep track of the recordings or what numbers? Oh, well, I've got to talk to somebody there.
Well, sir, it's probably under the gentleman's name that puts it on.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to have his first and his last name, sir.
I just have his first name, Ben.
We would have to have the first and last name in order to look up any listing here in directory system.
That's all I can do for now.
Right, sir.
Well, I wonder if he's has been.
Dancing.
She's moving, she's grooving, dancing until the music stops now. Yeah.
Obviously, aroused a lot of concern about Ben. Somebody called in a minute ago with the suggestion that maybe Ben got married and moved away and doesn't want any phone calls at home anymore. What would you call his wife? Ben-Hur? Benny of the Jets.
Hey, kids, yeah, new together.